You're listening to the Prepper Recon Podcast. For questions, comments, and podcast archives, go to PrepperRecon.com. Ready-Made Resources has a limited number of PVS-30 night vision scopes for $4,700. These are the top-of-the-line night vision scopes used by the U.S. military, which normally sell for over $11,000. Turn your 12-hour rifle into a 24-hour rifle. Visit Ready-Made Resources to get your PVS-30 today.
I've personally been buying gold and silver from JM Bullion for over 2 years. They offer the best prices over spot that I can find, and I've never had a problem with an order. If you're looking to trade in some of your fiat paper for real money, check out jmbullion.com today.
Today's guest is Eve Gonzalez of Trading Post in the Woods. Eve, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Mark. It's great to be back. Thanks for having me.
Oh, absolutely. Now, you've got a big event coming up. Is that right?
We do have a really big event coming up that we're very excited about. It's called A Time with Experts. We are looking for people who are really wanting to get prepared, people who are wanting to gain knowledge that when you go to an expo, you don't really get the in-depth training that you're looking for. And so what we thought was that we could put together this event to really help people who are trying to gain the knowledge and have hands-on, because hands-on, I don't know about you, but most people learn well when they have their hands on. They're cooking, they're skin stapling, they're doing field remedies, you know, a lot of different things. And so having been in so many disasters and seeing how people have purchased so much stuff and they just don't know how to use it, we thought, wouldn't it be great to allow people to come? And we're not charging them, okay? There will be some expense for them, but we are all donating our time to teach. And, you know, so that people can bring stuff or just, you know, come and we'll have supplies and they can try them out and see how they work and ask questions. And, you know, so it's going to be 2.5 days, really, of just being able to pick our brains and learn a lot of the information that we have gained over years and years of experience.
And you're going to be holding this in a state park, is that right?
We are. It's at Laura S. Walker State Park in Georgia. So it is about 9 miles south of Waycross, Georgia. It's very close to the Okefenokee Swamp. A perfect place to hold it. And the good news is for people who are not diehard, who do not want to tent, they have cabins, they have bunkhouses, they have RV parking, and they do have tent camping that you can do there. And we rented one of their big facilities right along the lake where we're going to do our training every day. And then at nighttime, we'll sit around the campfire. And that's when, you know, people will have the opportunity really to just ask questions, talk with one another, get ideas of what other people are doing. It really is all about the people who are coming, trying to help them to learn hands-on. Also talking about game planning for people who don't know. Like, we get a lot of phone calls from people who are going, I just don't know where I should get bug out property. Or if I can't afford property and I have to bug out, where should I go? Or I'm not going to leave and I need to know what kind of security can I do for my house? What are some of the things that I can do? How am I going to take care of myself medically? What if somebody does get shot by a bullet? What do I do? You know, a lot of different questions that we, you know, people just have. And a lot of people are searching for answers. And so this was just bringing together some of us experts to be able to be there to answer questions. But also, we have set classes, and it's one trainer at a time. So it's not like people have to pick and choose what class they're going to go to. It's just one trainer at a time going over, you know, a lot of different topics that we have planned. So check-in is going to be on a Sunday afternoon. We're going to feed everybody dinner, sit around the campfire and just kind of introduce ourselves and, everybody can get to know everybody else. And then Monday morning, it is fast paced. We're going to go all the way through Monday, all the way through Tuesday. And on Wednesday, we're going to have a panel of experts and then their last opportunity to try hands-on if they were having problems with something, to be able to do that. And then we'll dismiss everybody, basically. So two and a half days, really, where they will, you know, have hands-on. So, you know, can I tell you some of the training topics we're going to have?
Oh, I'd absolutely love to hear it.
Okay, so we definitely are doing natural alternatives because, you know, I'm just a true believer. You got to be able to take care of yourself medically. And people don't really have a good understanding of the different alternatives, when they would use it, how they would use it, and how they can combine to give themselves even more opportunity. So that's one of them. We have one of our topics is bullets, trauma, options. And we'll be going over water purification, site selection. We're going to be going over security, hygiene, and sanitation, which is huge. Have you ever watched the show Containment?
I haven't even heard of it. No.
Okay. Now, Derek, can I use a name on your show?
Absolutely.
Or should I not?
Yeah.
Okay. So on Netflix. On Netflix, you can go, and there's a show called Containment, and a plague actually happens, and so I don't want to give it away, but I sat there watching that going, oh my goodness, the mistakes these people made, and yet the people who were making really bad mistakes lived, and in reality, they all would have died, and, you know, so sanitation is so important. And terrible habits that people have, you know, we're going to go over and go break those habits. And we're going to be watching people carefully and go, bad habit, change it now. You know, so many people rub their eyes, touch their nose and stuff. And that is an entryway for any virus or bacteria. And in a disaster area, you can't do it. And so, you know, those are some things that we're going to talk about, and when you don't have power, you know, we're going to look at sheltering, whether in home or out somewhere. And then another topic I find to be very important that a lot of people don't want to talk about, and that is the mental and emotional side of preparedness. And, you know, a lot of people don't want to think about, you know, what happens if you have to evacuate and a child dies, your child dies, and yet your life is in danger, or your spouse dies and your life is in danger, you have to leave them behind possibly. Are you mentally prepared to do that? Are you mentally prepared to make those split decisions? And so those are, you know, a really important topic a lot of people just don't want to talk about. And so, as you know, in that 2.5 days, we are going to talk about it. So, you know, so those are a few of the topics that we're going to be covering, all important. You know, we're going to be showing them different ways for cooking. We're going to be providing freeze-dried food for them to try, rehydrating, cooking, and also eating it as a trail mix. You know, just in its dehydrated form, because you know that's important. So, anyways, that's what we're planning, and we're just trying, like I said, reaching out to the people who truly want to get prepared. There are a lot of people out there that, you know, we've seen at events that they come to gawk or they come to laugh and see what it's all about, but they're not serious. And that makes it really tough for the people who really do want to learn. And so that's what, you know, that's why we're doing this. I know money, what's it going to cost them? Like I said, we are all donating our services for training. But they will, anybody who wants to attend has to pay for their getting to the event and home again. They need to pay for their lodging. So whether they want to get a cabin, whether they want to just rent an RV site, which is $30 a night, for the RV space. The tent camping, I think, is $30 a night. I'm not sure what the bunk houses are. On our website, we have all that links where they can go and they can get that information. And only some of their food, because some of the food we're going to provide, some of the food they were going to have to provide for themselves. And so if they go to our website and they click on a time with experts, it will give them the whole schedule of events and tell them a little bit about the training classes. It will also give them the links for booking themselves the reservation. It also will register them. You know, they'll be able to register themselves and get a print off of the slip that they need to bring with them. Space is limited. Okay, we're limiting it to 75 people. If you have a teenager that wants to come, you know, because they really want to learn as well, we'll do 12 and older. But we can't take anybody under 12. Just because of some of the stuff that we'll be doing and because there is a lot of training we're going to be going through, anybody younger than 12 will probably get too tired. You know, and some of the topics, you know, might be too much for them emotionally. So, you know, we want to make sure that you know, if teenagers come in, that, you know, they're going to be able to handle it just fine.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Katie Armor offers affordable body armor, including level 3 trauma plates made of AR-500 steel. They can endure multiple rounds from pistols and rifles up to 7.62 NATO. Order today from katiearmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
After a massive wave of disappearances, 26-year-old CIA analyst Everett Carroll finally believes what he's been told about the biblical prophecy of the rapture. Global currencies have collapsed, famine and plague have claimed the lives of millions, and the world has crumbled into chaos. 7 seals, 7 trumpets, and 7 vials of God's wrath are about to be poured out upon the earth, and woe to the inhabitants thereof. Buy your copy of The Days of Elijah, Book 1, Apocalypse, by best-selling author Mark Goodwin, in paperback or Kindle edition from Amazon.com today.
It is a great opportunity for folks to just get out of the rat race for a moment, right? And just kind of get out and stretch your legs and breathe some fresh air.
Oh, it's beautiful. You can go kayaking. You can go biking. They have a lot of hiking trails. If you're like, we have people who are coming from all over the U.S. We have a couple coming from Canada. But, you know, they are making a week of it. So they're coming early and asked if we would take them to the Okefenokee Swamp. So we're going to be going with a group to the Okefenokee Swamp and doing that. And they're just there are people who are coming that are just taking a week vacation. And part of that vacation is going to be learning. And there is a lot of stuff to do in southern Georgia. You know, if you're a history buff, there's lots of history. And but the Okefenokee Swamp, for a lot of people who might be listening to this, they might be going, what swamp? The Okefenokee is a very famous swamp. And, you know, it has a high population of alligators there. So if you want to go to the Okefenokee, you know, you're pretty safe not to get eaten by an alligator. But you do want to make sure you have hiking boots and stuff like that and dress appropriately and make sure you have bug repellent. Because, as you know, in the South here, we do have bugs. So, but there is a lot. But a lot of people are doing vacation with it. So they've taken a whole week off of work just to come.
But the bugs aren't as bad. At this time of the year, it's going to be March 12th, 13th, 14th, and then the last day is the 15th, is the 15th. Wednesday morning,
yeah.
Right? And so that's not, you know, it's really nice. It's a beautiful climate at that time of the year for southern Georgia. The bugs haven't gotten really bad yet. It's kind of perfect time of the year, and it's a good time. And you know, this might be a really, like you said, it's only $30 a night to pitch a tent.
And then right. that, you get to, now you get to test your tent. You get to test your sleeping bag. You can test most of the stuff in your bug out bag, your canteen and your mess kit. And you get to get all that stuff out and make sure that it really works the way you think it works. Because a lot of people got this stuff in their bug out bag and it's been sitting there for 3 years and they hope it's going to work.
Yeah, exactly. You have no idea how many disasters I have gone into. And people have all kinds of supplies. And I'm like, why aren't you using this? Well, we can't make it work. And so then we will take the time and show them how to use it, you know, so that they have a way to get their fire started or they have a way to cook or, you know, they've never put their filters together and, you know, they don't know how to make it work correctly and know that the water they're drinking is safe. And it is a great opportunity because if you've bought supplies and you bring them and you've never tested them out before, if you're having a problem, we can help you. And like I said, this we're doing it because we want to make sure that those people who are truly investing into being prepared are equipped with the skills to be prepared because when we know there are other people out there who can help themselves and help others, we're all safer. We're all better off, and that's even like with doing the natural alternative. When I know other people know how to do a field remedy, I know if a plague breaks out that there are other people who have learned the skill so that there's a better chance of saving more lives. And that's what it's all about. You know, we're just here to help people get prepared. Enough with the victims, enough with dead bodies. We all need to just learn. And so those are the people we're looking for, those that really want to learn how to do it. And, you know, there is a sacrifice in learning sometimes. And in this case, it is you have to travel south. But it is a beautiful time of the year. Even though I heard Chicago is 70 degrees, okay, but that's so unusual. This weather has been very unusual this year. But, you know, taking time off from work and packing things up and coming down here. But then I say, what is your life worth? What is your future worth? Is it worth taking a week off? Is it worth taking 3-4 days off? Is it worth traveling however many thousands of distance you might have to go? And I know that you have some awesome listeners. And I've had listeners when you and I were both at an event. And listeners came because they had heard me on this show. And they're like, we drove. And they drove states away to come and hear me talk and turned around and started back out on the road when I was done speaking because they had to make it to work. And, you know, it was going to take them. I spoke on Saturday and, you know, they drove through the night. They got there and they were driving back. And I thought, you know what? That's dedication and that's choosing what's most important. And I was so humbled. You know what, that people want to come that far to learn, you know, things that God has shown me to help them in the event something happened. So, you know, I love your listeners. They really, you know, they were the first ones standing in line when my books have been out at events. And they call asking questions, and I don't mind answering questions. So this was our time to give to them to really go, let us help you more than a 45-minute presentation or an hour presentation. Let's give you 2.5 days worth to try to help you. So, you know, hopefully people will be able to make it work out and be able to attend and we'll see how this one goes and see if we're able to work out and do it again. But that's the goal, you know, the more that we're able to, the more we'll do it. Will this be the only time? I'm not sure. I'm hoping not, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
And speaking of the cost, just the travel and come and pitch a tent, I mean, this is so minute compared to what you're getting because right. Let's say somebody wanted to sign up for a private session with a typical preparedness consultant. I mean, they could easily be looking at $150 an hour just for a phone call. So,
okay.
There's people out there that charge
I'm
that.
Sorry, go ahead.
And so, to have this ability to have, you know, a really small group setting with all of these experts and time to just sit and pick your brain at the end of the day around a campfire. You know, I hope folks are really, really understand how valuable that really is, especially for folks that are, you know, maybe, just getting into this, just getting started out, very, very valuable.
Well, and you know, if you were to hire a consultant, it would be thousands.
Yeah. If you're having somebody come to you, it is insane.
It is. It's thousands of dollars. In fact, you know, I have been told I need to charge and I've been told what I should charge. And I'm like, you know what? I want the people to use the money for buying the supplies they need to get over paying me for teaching them. You know, because I want people to have the skill. I want people to have their supplies. I want people to have the knowledge because I know ultimately we are stronger and safer and better off if more people have that. And so I look at it and go, you know what? It's the best gift I can give to people. It's the best thing I can do is to try to share the knowledge and the skills that I have and some of the other people who are coming have to try to help them. And so they would. They would pay thousands of dollars if they were to go ahead and, you know, have to pay a private consultant or even pay to go to an event like this, you know, but, and that was one thing. People were like, oh, no, you know, don't do anything for free. And I'm like, you know what? You haven't seen the death and destruction I've seen. And if you had, you would probably be out there doing it for free as well because you want as many people to learn as you possibly can. But I'm only one person, and I have so many requests to travel all over the place and you know how hard that is. We're trying to write books and trying to do things, and all of the driving around the U.S. is tough. And, you know, if I'm driving, I'm not able to write. So this was one idea that we had to let the people come to us, okay, and save me a little bit because I have got to get the next book finished. So, you know, so we can get that out to everybody. So, but it is, it's an amazing opportunity. And if somebody is new and they're wanting to get into it, it is, an amazing opportunity. As I was putting this all together, I thought, you know, I would go to it. Okay. I would love to go to something like this. And there's a lot I know, but there's so much I don't know. And, you know, there are a lot of times I never get a chance to sit and learn from some of these other experts, because, you know, I'm out teaching as well. So, it is a phenomenal opportunity and I hope that, you know, people will take advantage of it. And what we're going to do is, we will start, if our list gets full, then we're going to go ahead and just start taking names so that, if somebody has to cancel, we will notify the next person on the list and go, okay, there's an opening if you're interested.
That's the end of the first half of my interview with Eve Gonzalez of Trading Post in the Woods. Tune in next week for the rest of the show.
Get prepared before disaster strikes. PrepperRecon.com offers Molly-compatible individual first aid kits for your home, auto, or bug-out bag. These kits have everything you need to address a traumatic injury, including an Israeli battle dressing, quick clot, EMT shears, suture kit, Steri-Strips, tourniquet, tough strip bandages, and so much more. Kits are available in OD Green, Coyote, Black, and ACU. $99 includes shipping. Go to PrepperRecon.com and click the store tab at the top of the homepage. Order today before it's too late.